tell-all, we want to focus on a smaller, lesser-known, not often visited statues, memorials, what have you, in Washington, D.C. For the entire month of May, we are chatting about World War II history, and that includes our Sunday roundup of hidden sites.
Hi, thanks for coming back to another episode of Tour Guide Tell All. This is Rebecca, and I'm going to talk to you about a World War II related minor memorial in Washington, D.C. that does not unfortunately get a lot of attention, but is a really neat little memorial. It's called, the full name of it is called the Japanese American Memorial to Patriotism During World War II. It's often sort of shortened to be the Japanese Internment Memorial, and it is really, it's kind of a small, off the beaten path memorial. It's basically sort of directly east of the Senate, so it's kind of on a small city park in between the Senate and Union Station. Takes up basically all of an island where two streets kind of merge. And it does, does a couple of things, and the memorial is very deliberately named, and I think that that's part of what's interesting about this memorial. It's called the Japanese American Memorial to Patriotism During World War II because they wanted very much to focus on the idea that Japanese Americans were patriots. And with a nickname, the Japanese Internment Memorial sort of doesn't give the memorial its full due. So we got a little bit to unpack here. So we're going to start with the war and then sort of build up towards the memorial. During the Second World War, obviously, we're fighting. We've talked a lot about the fight in Europe versus Germany and Italy, but we were attacked. The reason we get into the war, obviously, is the Japanese attack us at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii in 1941. And so our immediate enemy is the Japanese. And in the aftermath of this, there's a lot of fear about Japanese sort of double agents infiltrating the United States. And so starting very quickly after the war, literally 70 days after Pearl Harbor, President Franklin Roosevelt is going to sign an order ordering that all Japanese Americans be forcibly interned. And so what that's going to mean is the Japanese Americans are literally rounded up and put into a series of internment camps. They are removed from their homes in the western states and in Hawaii. Over 120,000 Japanese American men, women, and children. They are forced from their homes with only what they could carry. They abandon their businesses, their farms, their friends, and they're relocated in a series of 10 remote camps that are guarded by troops and surrounded by fences. And they remain in these relocation centers for, in some cases, years. The camps are mostly going to be in the sort of southwest of the United States, although there is one as far east as Arkansas. And this is a very, it's hard to overstate just what a huge shame this is on American honor during the war. We turned the Japanese, who are our enemy, into the enemy at home as well. And it's really, there's a lot of racism that kind of goes into this decision. We're fighting the Italians and the Germans, and we don't inter Italian Americans or German Americans in anything like the numbers that we inter Japanese Americans. And many of these are American citizens. They're second, third generation Americans. So they've been here, they're born here, they own businesses here. And it's very, just this really awful stain on our conduct during the Second World War. And they haul them into camps in various places around the United States and sort of leave them under armed guard for the remainder of the war. And it's really unfortunate. They are, there's a very famous lawsuit called Korematsu, which is Korematsu sues under his Fifth Amendment rights, saying that this is false imprisonment. It goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decides that they rule against him. So they say that his imprisonment and therefore the Japanese internment is lawful. And it is considered to be one of the worst miscarriages of justice in American history. It has been soundly repudiated by generations of legal scholars since this ruling came down in 1944. And in fact, just 2 years ago in 2018, in a related case, Chief Justice John Roberts makes it very explicit how much the court sort of repudiates and regrets their very controversial decision in Korematsu. And so this is, you know, one of those Supreme Court decisions that they've overturned and they've reversed themselves. And the Japanese the internment of Japanese Americans is really a terrible stain on our conduct during the Second World War. And so that's part of the inspiration for creating this memorial to them. But the other thing that they wanted to with the memorial that they wanted to do is they want to emphasize the very real heroism of a lot of these, a lot of Japanese Americans who are going to play a significant role. There are two regiments of mostly Japanese soldiers, Japanese American soldiers who serve in Europe. They are the 100th Infantry Battalion, 442nd the 442nd Infantry Regiment. It is comprised almost entirely of Japanese Americans. They fight in Europe, and they're almost all second generation American soldiers of Japanese ancestry, would probably be a better way to put that. They fight starting in 1944, primarily in Europe. They're in Italy, southern France, Germany, and the dissonance is they are the most decorated American regiment of their size and length of service. So they're earning multiple medals for their service, while many of these soldiers have family members who are interned in these camps in the United States. So it's this real cognitive dissonance of, you know, our brave soldiers of Japanese American soldiers serving in Europe, they earn together 7 presidential unit citations, 2 meritorious service plaques, the Army Commendation Medals. Individually, this particular regiment earns 21 Medals of Honor and 21 Distinguished Service Crosses. So this is a highly decorated regiment. This is a highly decorated group of men who are at the same time fighting for a country that is literally putting their relatives in a cage in the United States. And in fact, it is this regiment that is actually going to liberate the Dachau concentration camp towards the end of the war. So there's this very... And several of the soldiers sort of write about this. They are... they're in saving these camps from the Germans, these concentration camps, while their own relatives are being interned in internment camps in the United States. So there's this very real sort of cognitive dissonance. And they wanted with this memorial, not only to memorialize the Japanese Americans who were interned in the camps, but they also wanted to focus very much on the bravery of the veterans who fought for their country despite these terrible conditions that their relatives, their families were living through. The memorial is dedicated on November 9th, 2000, and it's really a lovely memorial. It has the main piece of it, the first thing that you're going to notice when you go there is they have this statue that is it's called Two Golden Cranes, and it consists of two Japanese cranes that are caught in barbed wire. You can see these beautiful cranes surrounded by this barbed wire, and they're on top of a pedestal, which looks like it comes from, it's got grooves in it, and it looks like it kind of comes from stone been extracted from quarries. And so what it's ends up looking like is these two caged birds in a camp themselves, surrounded by the barbed wire. The statue is then surrounded by a semicircular plaza with the names of the 10 major internment camps where the Japanese Americans were confined. There are also panels that are going to feature the names of Japanese Americans who died fighting in the Second World War, inscribed writings by Japanese American writers, and quotes from both President Harry Truman and President Ronald Reagan to sort of commemorate, again, the bravery of our the Japanese American servicemen who served for the United States. So it's really, the concept of it is really a beautiful idea to commemorate the experience of all Japanese Americans during the Second World War, and to sort of go a little way to sort of redressing the very real wrongs that were done to a lot of these Japanese American families being put in camps. They wanted to focus very much on the impact that Japanese Americans have had and continue to have on American culture, the bravery of Japanese Americans serving in the Second World War. So it's going to be really one of those memorials that just sort of has a really great place and is trying to do a couple of, trying to really focus on the place of Japanese Americans in the United States. And so it's really a great memorial and sort of a small little forgotten gem in the middle of Washington, D.C.
Quick highlight episodes every Sunday from the team at Tour Guide Tell All. If you want to see these places in person, or even better, see them with us, you can hire us for a tour in Washington, D.C. So do that. But first, give us a 5-star review, find us on Twitter at TourGuideTell, and tune in next week for a full episode all about something World War II related. Only patrons get to see what's coming up next, so if you really want to know, you can support us over on our TourGuideTellAll Patreon page. But regardless, you can always listen to our episodes for free wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening.